Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn is Jesus, My Lord, My God, My All. Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all, how can I love Thee as I ought, and how revere this wondrous gift, so far surpassing hope or thought? Sweet sacrament, we Thee adore. O make us love Thee more and more. O make us love Thee more and more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate and to share in these sacred mysteries, we also celebrate the memorial of Saint Dominic. Now, gathering before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you are the way that leads to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the truth that sets us free. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are the living bread come down from heaven. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have
mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. May Saint Dominic come to the help of your church by his merits and teaching, O Lord, and may he, who was an outstanding preacher of your truth, be a devoted intercessor on our behalf. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling, and my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words or wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Yet we do speak a wisdom to those who are mature, but not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined before the ages of our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age knew, for if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love Him. This God has revealed to us through the Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Proclaim God's marvelous deed to all the nations. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Give to the Lord, you families of nations. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. He has made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the peoples with equity. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury the dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." He said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today, my friends, as we celebrate this Mass, we get to celebrate this beautiful memorial in honor of Saint Dominic, the founder of the orders of preachers, the Dominicans. And as most people know, and like I tell other people, I love the saints. I love learning about the saints because they're beautiful witnesses for us in our own faith journeys here in this world, and a reminder that how we are all called to strive for sainthood in our own lives. With Saint Dominic, we have this beautiful example of a man who was born in Spain around the year 1170 and died in the year 1221. So think about that, over 801 years ago, in fact, he passed away. And in his lifetime, he helped bring around a big, beautiful reform in the church. You see, Saint Dominic came from a very noble family, so as a result, he got a very good education, and he could have used all that nobility, all the wealth, all of his education for his own honor and glory. But yet, deep inside, as a young child, he wanted to become a priest. And the interesting story about the backstory about his life is that his parents had a hard time conceiving, and his mother actually asked Saint Dominic Silos to intercede for her. He was already a saint, so she asked for his intercession so that she could have a child, and that's how Saint Dominic got his name. from St. Dominic Silos. But while she was pregnant with her baby, she had a dream one night where she saw a dog carrying a torch running around the world. And she wasn't sure what that image was all about or what that message was all about. And then at St. Dominic's baptism, she saw a star come out of his chest and go up to heaven. So with the dream and with that image she saw at his baptism, she knew her son, there was something great planned for him by God. And like I said, as a young child, he desired to become a priest, and his parents didn't stop him. They encouraged him, gave him a good education. And it was while he was following his bishop or traveling with his bishop in France that he ran into a group of people called the Albigensians. Basically, it was a false teaching where they said in the world there are two parts. Material part is evil. Spiritual part is good. And so what the Albigensians taught and believed was basically that God never became man. Because why would God become man? Why would he take on flesh? Because everything of this world is evil. And because of that, they said, yeah, all the sacraments, they don't do you any good. Because why would grace come through these material things since all material things are evil? And so he encountered a young man who was totally confused by this teaching of the Albigensians. So St. Dominic spent the whole night in conversation with this young man. And by the following morning, the young man had entered back into the Catholic faith. And it was this, with that, St. Dominic realized that's what he was called to do, was to go to preach, to teach, to help bring others back in the church. And so that's what he did. Went all over the countryside preaching and teaching, bringing people back into the church, and soon others followed him, and thus he began the order of preachers. Now I'm 52, and I lived 1 year longer than St. Dominic, and as I was reflecting on his life, I thought, where's my religious order? What have I done with my life, you know? And we can often think that, but that's not what we're supposed to do. Basically, we got to use the gifts that God has given each and every one of us to go out into the world, to preach and teach. Does that mean you have to start a religious order? No. But as you see in the world around us, we have a lot of people who are being taught false things by the world. Our job is to accompany people, to walk with them, to help bring them closer to the Lord by our words, by our examples. And so as we celebrate this Mass, let us ask St. Dominic to pray for us, that we will be enlivened with our faith, that we will be like that dog with the torch running around the world, scattering the darkness of error, scattering the darkness of confusion, and leading others to Jesus. And I invite you now to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and all priests, that like St. Dominic, they will teach with humility and zeal to win souls for Christ, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, especially in our own diocese, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the Church, that we may live the gospel by giving witness to faith, honesty, and love of neighbor, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the leaders of all nations, that they will work for the preservation and protection of human dignity, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For peace in the world, in individual hearts and in families, and that marriages and traditional God-centered family life will be strengthened as the heart of society, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Hermenina Rodriguez, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may we accept it by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Attend mercifully to the prayers we offer you, O Lord, by the intercession of Saint Dominic. And through the great power of this sacrifice, strengthen by the protection of your grace those who champion the faith. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love, and that your saving mysteries may be fulfilled, their great example lends us courage. Their fervent prayers sustain us in all we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, We offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your love and mercy be for me protection of mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. This is the steward faithful and prudent, whom the Lord set over his household, to give them their allowance of food at the proper time. Body of Christ. 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 The body of Christ. The chalice. I just want to thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. And coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. Let us pray. May your church, O Lord, receive with wholehearted reverence the power of this heavenly sacrament by which we have been nourished on the commemoration of Saint Dominic, and may your church, having flourished by means of his preaching, be helped through his intercession, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.